At least 30% of the world's oceans and coastal waters should be protected by 2030. That is the new global target agreed by scientists and conservation experts. The target was agreed at the final session of the World Parks Congress in Sydney and represents a massive jump from the current 2.1% of ocean that's fully protected now. Professor Callum Roberts is a marine conservation biologist at the University of York in the UK. He told our environment editor Greg Borschmann the world's oceans are more threatened than previously thought.
More than 10 years ago, marine biologist Callum Roberts helped write the report which set the conservation agenda for the world's oceans. After collating more than 40 separate studies, Professor Roberts and other scientists recommended that 20 to 30% of coastal waters and oceans needed to be protected in no-take marine sanctuaries.
The oceans are already showing many signs of stress. What we're seeing in places which have been inadequately protected is increasing frequencies of problems like dead zones forming, like harmful algal blooms, green tides. We're seeing jellyfish explosions. These are all symptoms of underlying problems, and they're symptoms which can be traced to increased levels of pollution, overexploitation, damage to habitats. So that's telling us something. It's telling us that we're not doing the right thing as far as the oceans go, and that we need to give the oceans much more protection, we need to pollute them less, we need to take greater care of them.
Yesterday, at the end of a week-long meeting in Sydney, the World Parks Congress formally adopted a higher target for global marine protection. It's based in part on more than 80 new studies. Professor Roberts again, from the University of York.
The target has moved upwards from the last time that the World Parks Congress met in 2003, and they said that we should be protecting 20 to 30% of the sea. Now the target has shifted upwards to about a third of the sea being protected. We need that because the science is leading us to think that much bigger protected areas are very necessary.
So we now have an agreed target of at least 30%, but what does the world have at the moment? I mean, Australia, Palau, countries like that do lead the world, but what is the situation globally?
Globally, we have about 2.1% of the sea which has been protected in any kind of marine protected area, and something like 0.8% of full protection from fishing. And so it's far below where we should be.
Here in Australia, a national network of marine sanctuaries was created in 2012, 2 years ago. It pushed Australia above the 30% target, but this network has now been suspended and a review ordered by government because it maintains that the science behind marine protected areas is not yet proven. So how certain is the science behind marine sanctuaries and no-take zones?
The science is very strong indeed, and it's a very simple concept. If you don't take something out, then fish will live longer, grow larger, and become much more productive of offspring, which then spill over into the surrounding fishing grounds. There's some excellent science, and some of the best science comes from Australia, in fact. What you have is a world-class network of marine protected areas. So it's very unfortunate that it's been suspended at the moment. Really, Australia is out there pushing the boundaries of this field, and if it were fully implemented, this would be an excellent way of maintaining and boosting the state of Australia's seas.
You've been mapping biodiversity of reef fish and other faunal groups and say that marine species are now more at risk of extinction than previously believed. Why? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that many species that have very narrow geographic ranges are clustered into particular places so that they are particularly at risk from localized impacts. Australia has a couple of really important clusters of these on the Great Barrier Reef and in Western Australia. There are also areas of high biodiversity and high vulnerability in Southern Australia too. So actually you've got an amazing fauna which is actually quite vulnerable, and that vulnerability is higher than we believed when we thought that all marine species were very widespread.
So what happens now in the real world? We've got a recommendation from the experts, from the scientists, saying at least 30%. Australia says it's committed to working with the United Nations General Assembly to protect the biodiversity of the high seas. But what does that mean? Where do we go from here?
Well, it's easy to act, I mean, relatively speaking, in national waters. So Australia has its own network. But when it comes to the high seas, which is areas beyond 200 nautical miles offshore, the space is shared across all the nations of the world, and we have to get international collaboration to establish protected areas there. So the United Nations General Assembly is currently debating what's known as an implementing agreement under the law of the sea, which would enable the creation of marine protected areas on the high seas. We really need this legal instrument to be able to spread the network into the high seas and give the oceans the protection that they need.
I'm wondering what the point to all this is, given that 2 degrees of climate change is now locked in, and surely that will compromise, if not even wipe out, any new reserves.
Well, actually, reserves are going to give the oceans much better chance of riding out the problems that climate change brings, because what they do is they raise the abundance of wildlife within them. Bigger populations give animals and plants a better chance to survive adverse conditions. And so really, by creating a network of marine reserves that covers more than 30% of the planet, we are increasing the resilience of the oceans to the tough times that are ahead.
So given how difficult it's been to establish new marine protected areas in the Southern Ocean, what hope is there of achieving 34% or at least 30% marine protection globally? That's a huge ask, and especially by 2030.
It is a huge ask, but I think it's important to set the bar where it should be. We have to say what the science tells us. If that's a challenge, then we've all got to rise to that challenge. It's going to be difficult, but it's necessary. And given the lack of progress in dealing with the drivers of climate change, we're going to need this investment in protection in order to ride out this difficult period, which is going to take us right through the middle of this century.
That's Professor Callum Roberts, marine conservation biologist at the University of York in the UK, speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.